This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The former deputy fire chief in Big Sky faces charges of felony theft and official misconduct. Seth Barker served as assistant chief at the Big Sky Fire Department. He is accused of stealing more than $80,000 and making use of agency resources for unauthorized purposes, including for his own profit and for sex, according to charges filed in district court. After Dustin Tetreault became chief of the Big Sky Fire Department in summer 2024, he noticed some spending irregularities. He saw that Barker had claimed hours worked on a time card when no work had been performed, and that Barker had used a BSFD credit card for purchases not related to his duties over a five-year period. Big Sky Fire Department hired a company to conduct a forensic accounting audit, and the Gallatin County Sheriff's Office conducted an investigation into Barker, too. On Barker's computer, investigators found numerous emails that Barker had sent from his work email to escorts on the website Trist. Emails further showed that Barker hired sex workers while at conferences for work. Barker also is charged with misappropriating $21,500 in unauthorized expenses on the Big Sky Fire Department's credit card. He also paid expenses with the card at least 14 times and submitted the receipts to agencies and companies who were sponsoring training or other events, obtaining reimbursements of about $19,000. Barker also double-billed. For example, Barker allegedly made charges to the BSFD card for expenses incurred attending the Congressional Fire Service Institute and then submitted the same expenses to the International Society of the Fire Service Instructors for reimbursement. Barker also used the fire department's credit card for hotel stays while on personal vacation. Barker had been with the Big Sky Fire Department since 2000 and also served on the board of the Big Sky School District from 2023 to May 5th of this year. Each of his two felony theft charges is punishable by up to 10 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. His misdemeanor theft charge carries a maximum penalty of 6 months in the county jail and a $1,500 fine. Barker's misdemeanor charge of official misconduct is punishable by as much as 6 months in the county jail and $500 fine. Barker is due to appear before District Court Judge Rianne McElyea on December 15th at the Gallatin County Justice Center. A recent National Park Service report showed that in 2024, Glacier National Park attracted 3.2 million visitors who spent $458 million in local gateway regions. Autumn Cifuentes, public affairs specialist for Glacier National Park, said, "In 2024, we had an increase of more than $100 million in economic value over 2023. There was also an increase of visitation. In 2024, we had more than 3 million visitors." The report highlights the significant impact of national park tourism on local, regional, and U.S. economies. Glacier National Park Superintendent Dave Romer said, "The communities around Glacier are our partners in providing visitors with information that helps them enjoy the park safely and responsibly so that we may all continue to experience the wonder of this wild and scenic landscape for generations to come. The park contributes back to Western Montana through visitor spending that supports jobs and creates revenue. We're grateful to work with community partners on a sustainable future for our parks and communities," Romer said. In 2024, 332 million visitors to national parks spent $29 billion in gateway communities within 60 miles of a park. The lodging sector experienced the highest direct economic benefits from national park tourism, with $11.1 billion contributed nationally. The restaurant sector saw $5.7 billion in contributions from park visitors. With Montana hosting two national parks, tourism dollars contribute mightily to local Montana economies. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.